Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Corn and biofuel groups expressed disappointment in the EPA's decision to finalize a rule relating to small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. The rule uses a three-year average of the Department of Energy's recommended waivers as an estimate for the 2020 waivers rather than an average of actual gallons waived by the EPA as requested by biofuel supporters. The National Farmers Union says President Donald Trump broke a promise to farmers. The Trump administration in October promised to fully account for the waived volumes due to these small refinery waivers. On Thursday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Kerr visited with Ron Lamberty of the American Coalition for Ethanol and got his reaction to the EPA's 2020 RVO rule.
This news that we got today from the Environmental Protection Agency, well, was this expected or was this a little disappointing?
Well, it was. I think it was both. I mean, we've grown to sort of expect this from EPA, and we are disappointed in it. It's basically EPA saying that we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and essentially all they've really committed to was that if they're going to do small refinery exemptions in the future, that they'll do it based on maybe the Department of Energy's recommendations. Or that they're going to predict that. The process is supposed to work where if you expect some refiners to be exempted, you require non-exempted refineries to pick up the slack. That's the way the law was written. The pie is always supposed to be 15 billion gallons. You just slice it differently if you're going to exempt some folks. And what EPA's done in the last 2 years, and extended it actually backwards to 3 years, is basically change the rules and say, well, we're going to take those slices out and we're not going to make anybody, you know, buy those. We're just going to use those and tell the small refiners they don't have to buy this stuff. And essentially what they do is allow them to say, well, we bought this last year. I'm going to turn it in for this year. And it's just snowballed to the point where it's really hammering margins right now. There's just too much ethanol and credit for last year's ethanol that's on the market.
Some more reaction from around the industry includes National Corn Growers Association President Kevin Ross. He says the final rule falls short of adequately addressing the demand destruction caused by the EPA's abuse of the RFS refinery waivers. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your time with us. We'll see you again on Monday.